from Storyflow Daily. Ren World Brief Putin to Beijing, Bundibugyo Ebola, and a Ukraine photographer's view. Welcome to Storyflow Daily World. I'm Ren. The geopolitical story worth leading with is the Russia-China relationship. France 24 hosted Alexei Chigadeev, a China-Russia analyst at the New Eurasian Strategies Center, who pushes back on the convenient Western framing of an anti-Western alliance. Per Chigadeev, the relationship is highly complex, marked by asymmetry, strategic necessity, and what he calls quiet unease. His specific argument: Russia increasingly seeks legitimacy from outside through choreographed Xi Jinping encounters, but the partnership is far from equal. Annual Putin trips to Beijing are now standard, and Chigadeev's framing is that Russia is the supplicant. If you've been reading the relationship as a confident axis, his interview is the corrective. The public health story with the most immediate stakes is Ebola. France 24 spoke with Professor Anne Moore of University College Cork about the latest outbreak linked to the rare Bundibugyo strain. Moore's blunt assessment: while tested vaccines exist for the Zaire strain, we don't yet have proof that vaccines work against the current strain, and existing rapid tests weren't designed to detect Bundibugyo. Moore explicitly warned that shrinking international funding is weakening the global response capacity. The framing she used, that the international health system is closing gaps instead of pushing forward, is the more durable concern. After 3 years of WHO funding cuts, the response infrastructure has measurably degraded. The Ukraine view I'd press into your reading is France 24 interview with Kyiv-based British photographer Mark Neville. Neville says directly that he doesn't believe the war is coming to an end despite recent more optimistic frontline news. His own work documents Ukrainian civilians, and what he describes is incremental adaptation rather than imminent resolution. France 24 framing notes that Ukraine is finding new ways of fighting back, but Neville's bottom line is to take things one day at a time. On diplomacy and development, France 24 spoke with French Minister Delegate Eleanor Carrot about the France-Africa partnership Refresh, anchored to roughly €23 billion in investment commitments tied to the Africa Forward Summit in Kenya. Carrot emphasized that this isn't only about capital diaspora ties. Educational cooperation and linguistic partnerships are the harder to measure ledger items. Roughly half of the €23 billion is French-sourced, with the rest from partners. Two cultural notes from France 24. Indila's rural cinema is booming via streaming platform Stage, and the success of series like Panchayat, the rural Indian narrative, is finding both domestic and international audiences. And Andy McDowell at Cannes is making a case for what France 24 calls a more inclusive definition of beauty, 8 years after Cannes first grappled with the Me Too movement. That's your Storyflow Daily World. Sources in the show notes. Ren out.